Cast List. Narrator, read by Lydia. Mother.
Read by Michelle Eaton.
Betsy.
Read by Amanda Friday.
Alice.
Read by Michaela.
Snipe.
Read by Shakira Searle.
Man in the Moon.
Read by Anastasia Saloha.
Blackbird.
Read by Blaze.
Town Crier.
Read by Charlotte Brown.
The Peevish Printer.
Read by Barry Eads.
Barber.
Read by Kimberly Krause.
Archers.
Read by Larry Wilson.
Poet.
Read by Beth Thomas.
Johnny Stout.
Read by Barry Eads.
Kitten.
Read by Kimberly Krause.
Grenadier.
Read by Larry Wilson.
Captain Tiwi.
Read by Rebecca Bronnett Plunkett.
Cook.
Read by Breeze.
Milkman.
Read by Todd.
Butcher.
Read by Arnaldo Machado.
Baker.
Read by Kimberly Krause.
Candlestick Maker.
Read by Rebecca Bronnett Plunkett.
Postman.
Read by Todd.
Snowman.
Read by Anastasia Saloha.
Fireman.
Read by Todd.
Old Man All Dressed in Leather.
Read by Larry Wilson.
Joiner.
Read by Kimberly Krause.
Dr. Foster.
Read by Kimberly Krause.
Snail Doorman.
Read by Anastasia Saloha.
King Cole.
Read by Larry Wilson.
Queen.
Read by Marion Carwin.
Captain Swordfish.
Read by Rebecca Bronnett Plunkett.
Footman.
Read by Todd.
Artist. Read by Kimberly Krause.
Alice's Sister.
Read by Amanda Friday.
New Adventures of Alice by John Ray. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Foreword. Probably you, like myself, have often wished that Lewis Carroll might have found to write another book about Alice. Certainly most of the children who have delightedly followed her through Wonderland and the Looking Glass Country have sighed regretfully when Mother finished reading the last chapter to them. After reading the marvelous tale for perhaps the 10th time when I was a little boy, I started trying to imagine what Lewis Carroll would have written had he continued the adventures, and it has been great fun for me to go on with these imaginings from time to time, and finally to write them down. The children with dreaming eyes of wonder, to whom I have related some of these new adventures, have frankly enjoyed them, and their accompanying nonsense verses, and have helped with many stimulating questions and suggestions. This leads me to hope that even Lewis Carroll himself might have enjoyed some of these doings of his adventurous Alice. And so I make no excuse or apology for what to some may at first seem my shocking assurance, and if any of my love for the dear old dog-eared volume of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking-Glass has crept, as I meant it should, between the lines of this old supplement, that it excuse enough for its being. It is offered as a loving gift from thankful children to the sweet spirit of the immortal Lewis Carroll, who has always seemed to me a dear, indulgent, storytelling uncle to all children. Caldwell, N.J. Dedication. For the many sisters and brothers, and grown-ups too, who have loved Alice and wished there were more. End of foreword. Chapter 1 of New Adventures of Alice by John Ray. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Chapter 1. Found in the Attic.
But the provoking kitten only began on the other paw, and pretended it hadn't heard the question. Which do you think it was?
Mother closed the book, and Sister Betsy and Brother Billy both sighed.
Oh, dear. I wish there were more of it,
said Betsy.
Isn't there another book about Alice, Mother?
It was the fifth or sixth time that Mother had read Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking-Glass to them out of the fat red book, and every time they had reached the end, Betsy had asked the same question.
I'm just as sorry as you are, dears, that there isn't,
said Mother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?